Kevin read the, told the story to you just a while ago. So I'm not going to read the scripture to you again. You know the story. We've been spending this month, Advent, waiting. That's what Advent means, waiting. Waiting for the birth of a child. We've been waiting around here for the birth of a child too. Several, as a matter of fact. But this precious one was born not quite 2 weeks ago. This is Thera. I first thought that I would tell you that I'm going to hold her and I'm going to keep talking until she cries. And then the sermon will be over. So that could be short or that could be long. But she's sleeping pretty good, so you all might want to worry about that. But we've been waiting. That's what happens when you're waiting for a child. So many things in your head, so many things that you're waiting for. We've talked about waiting and what we're waiting for, and each of us waiting for something different. But as I was thinking about that and thinking about what it must have been like that night for Mary and for Joseph, I thought, you know what? That night they thought they were waiting for was just the beginning of their waiting. It was just the beginning. And I'm sure for Hannah and Gabe, this is just the beginning of their waiting. Waiting to see how long it'll be before she rolls over, how long it'll be before she crawls, how long it'll be before she walks, what she'll be like. Will she really love math, or will she like words, or will she be musical? Yes, she's going to be musical. You've already decided that. She does look like a musician, doesn't she? What are we all waiting for? As we come to this season, this day tomorrow that we've been waiting for, I'm here to tell you it's just the beginning for you too. I wonder how often God waits for us. Waits for us to share the good news. How often, I just saw someone really hoping a cry was getting ready to come out. How often God waits for us, waiting for us to share the good news, waiting for us to feed the hungry, waiting for us to house the homeless. Waiting for us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. We have much to do. Today is a day to remind us of the beginning, but not the end. To remind us of the good news of the birth of Christ. But to also remind us that we have much to do. And that while we wait, God waits for us. As we end this service today, we have a tradition of taking the light of Christ and passing it to one another down the aisles and singing Christmas carols that remind us of the birth. And so, as we begin that, tonight, I encourage you to think about your own relationship with the Creator who sent this gift to us. and to think about what this gift means to you this very night.